This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You, as always, can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Daryl, who's normally here on Friday nights, has headed over to the seacoast of New Hampshire for the Free Coast Festival.
Lucky guy.
Yeah, he's going to be watching the Snowden movie tonight and everything.
Nice.
So he's going to be having fun. We're going to be having fun here, though, too, because I don't get a chance to host a show with you very often, Chris.
I know. It almost never occurs. But
it has happened at some
point.
It has.
We've done a couple shows together.
But I enjoy it. You are generally on the Thursday night show with Daryl and Conan, and that's my night off. So here we are together tonight. We'll take your calls. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, one of the topics I know you guys discussed recently on the Thursday night show that I wasn't privy to because I wasn't around for the discussion, was about this pipeline protest that's been going on out in North Dakota, where you've got not just American Indians, but some supporters of theirs, I believe, as well.
Oh, certainly.
Coming out to oppose some sort of massive pipeline that's moving oil from one point to another. I don't even know what the plan for this thing is.
Yeah. Well, at a very, very high level, because I don't know all the details, but what we have is a company out of Texas that wants to build a pipeline to move oil from one place to another. Using eminent domain to acquire a whole lot of land and pretty much putting it through the path of some sacred lands of the Sioux and of other tribes, I guess, that are up there. The tribes have been suing in federal court. They have been doing their best to try to get this blocked. And then there were a large number of folks that showed up and are protesting. They've had anywhere from a couple hundred protesters on the ground to as high as 4,000 protesters.
Now, I saw some meme on the internet claiming to be a photo, an aerial photo of the protesters out there, but somebody called that as BS. Apparently somebody picked some old protests or Woodstock photo or something from the 60s.
Copy-paste.
With literally thousands and thousands of people in a rural kind of looking area and claimed that this was the North Dakotan protest. You got to be careful the information that you come across on these, but we did report, I think it was last week, on a court decision where, I think it was actually right after the show that you guys covered this, the court decision came out that basically said, yeah, you know, federal government, you can do whatever you want because it's your land,
right.
If I'm recalling correctly. You Indians, you're living on federal property,
right?
So you don't really have a right to complain.
But we have got, I think there are three judges, and I've read a couple stories today, so I don't have all the facts, but at least three different lawsuits, three different judges that have granted some sort of a stay just until the cases are heard and they get everything there. So there is a little hope for these folks. I think it just brings in everything that I hate about our federal government and crony capitalism. I mean, this is... You know how much money has flowed from this company into congressional races Senate races and things like that. And then when they need a favor, when they say, you know what, because the cost of shale oil in North Dakota is so low, we can really make money off this thing now. We need a pipeline. Make it happen. And this is what we get.
Yeah, and if the protesters weren't standing in the way, then it really probably wouldn't even be making news like this.
It wouldn't. And even... I think the news has been very underplayed on this, too. There hasn't been as much coverage of this as say, an environmental issue, a BP pipe or BP welding rig going up or something like that. this has been very, very much downplayed. And until we got some people, you know, names on the ground, and Jill Stein was one of them that was out there, and
right, she
was
arrested,
spray painted the blade of a bulldozer.
Did they actually finally arrest her? Because I know they put a warrant out for her.
I don't know how that came out. The only story I saw was they had issued an arrest warrant for her. So I don't know.
Yeah, I heard they also had an arrest warrant for her vice presidential candidate.
Correct. Yeah, and she didn't really seem to care. Which I'm not like a big Jill.
So Jill didn't care about the VP candidate, or
Jill didn't care about the arrest warrant. She was like, yeah, it was really kind of refreshing to see her go.
Her first time. I mean, it's not her first rodeo. She's experienced at this. In the 2012 campaign, she was arrested for some sort of civil disobedience as well. I forget exactly what it was.
I think trying to go into the Democratic National Convention.
Well, back in 2004, both the Green Party and Libertarian Party presidential candidates were arrested for trying to get into the debate, one of the debates.
Yeah.
Michael Badnarik and David somebody, I forget, Cobb, I think was his name,
gotcha.
The Green Party. And, you know, it was when Jill Stein was, you know, she's making all these headlines for basically doing civil disobedience in this case. Because I don't consider, you know, you got this bulldozer that she tagged with some spray paint.
Right.
Normally, as a libertarian, I believe in property rights.
Sure.
And so the argument from somebody might be, well, you know, it's private property. She tagged private property. That's a crime. Well, no. If it's private property being used in commission of an act of governmental stealing, then as far as I'm concerned, it in that moment, in that time frame, is not private property. It has become a tool of the state.
Yeah, and that was kind of Daryl's and my discussion when we brought this up before. And secondly, you really expect damages to occur on the one part of a bulldozer that is guaranteed to be scrubbed clean by the time you finish using the bulldozer for what a bulldozer does. So.
Right.
So
yeah, it did not damage the bulldozer's ability to do its dozing.
Yeah, one could argue there may not have been a real victim in that one.
So we've got the latest on this story. You're going to be telling us, Chris, about actually the kind of community that's being built up around the pipeline protest. We're going to get into that because that's pretty interesting. But also from the freethoughtproject.com. There's news about the riot police arresting these protesters and what has happened with Facebook basically doing the police's bidding as a result. The alternative media group Unicorn Riot found themselves on the receiving end of the iron fist of Facebook censorship this week during the middle of the group's live coverage of riot police clashing with protesters at a construction site of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Facebook cut their feed and banned the live stream link from being shared anywhere on its network.
On purpose?
Of course. Unicorn Riot's been on the ground since the protests began, providing an uncensored glimpse into the militarized police state being constructed around the protesters. However, Facebook has now rejected their coverage, noting that, quote, our security systems detected to be unsafe. Unquote, whatever that means.
And that's why I said on purpose, because Facebook oftentimes seems to find only in controversial videos that their security software or some specific complaint from someone suddenly triggers this to not just not be kept up, but just we're going to kill that live feed immediately. It's beyond suspicious.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
what does that
issue.
Even mean? Our security systems detected to be unsafe. What exactly? I mean, huh? Unsafe for who?
You're streaming a video virus? I have no clue.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
what
doesn't
could you
make
even
any
say?
Sense.
Yeah.
Unsafe for the police, maybe?
Maybe
they're worried that the police are somebody's going to see this and they're going to come and, you know, back up the protesters. Look, we know the police have the ability to call up Apple. We've seen stories in the past where the cops have actually used their connections with Apple to shut down people's cell phones in a protest area.
Sure.
So, you know, people are tweeting out. We know from Egypt and other places where there have been some really successful protests of people in the streets overthrowing governments and things like that.
Yeah, Egypt.
Where basically they have tried to stop people from using Twitter and using other, you know, tools on their phones to get the word out about where they are, what's going on, so other people can not only be aware but also join them and come down to wherever that location is.
You bet. And even something like, you know, Cell 411 or We talk about that a lot on the show.
I was going to talk about it in relation to this, actually.
I was going to say, I mean, I was just reading an article today from police officers doing a review of cell 411, and you guys have probably covered that, but talking about, you know, what a threat it poses to them being able to do their job and encouraging law enforcement to, you know, do some counterintelligence so they know when people are showing up and to, you know, maybe manipulate the system a little bit.
We'll come discuss this further because I think it's very important and it's super important that people not rely on these major networks like Facebook to propagate anything of importance. Facebook's fun for cutesy little pictures of fun stuff, but if you're talking about something that's life or death, you're talking about serious activism, you really shouldn't be putting it out on Facebook. We'll give you some alternatives coming up. Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And should you wish to save 10, 15, 20% over at Amazon, just go to saveitpurse.com to get started. Save A-T, purse, saveitpurse.com. I've been using Purse for almost 2 years. I've done more than 60 transactions in that time frame and have saved over, I think, $1,300 or $1,600.
That's impressive.
So
that
yeah.
is a lot of cash.
It's, you know, it's all the stuff I would have bought anyway at full price, but I saved, yeah, I would say on average, probably 20%. So I'll usually go for around the 20%, 25%, 20%. If I'm in more of a rush, I'll shoot for like 15%
right.
And get that kind of discount. Because the higher the percentage you request off the items that you want to get, the longer it's going to take to fulfill the order. And the catch is, it's got to be a catch, you have to have Bitcoin to make this possible. If you don't have Bitcoin, well, sorry, saveitpurse.com can't help you. But if you've got Bitcoin, in fact, this is a great reason to get Bitcoin. Even if you're paying 10% for Bitcoin, you're still doing all right if you get
right.
15
you're still
or
ahead of the game. You're still
so,
saving money.
Right. I mean, you can go and get Bitcoin at 10% at like a Bitcoin vending machine, for instance. So, and if you get Bitcoin over at like, you know, Coinbase or one of the other major Bitcoin providers, you can get it at 1% over spot. So, I mean, you can really save a lot of money if you're an online shopper. If you shop at Amazon, why wouldn't you want 10 or 20% off? I mean, this is a no-brainer.
And it gives you that reason to check out Bitcoin.
Exactly.
It's not like it's a dangerous thing. It's just another way another way to spend your money that has a lot of benefits.
It sure does, and it works well. That's why Bitcoin is worth what it's worth, because it does what it says it's going to do, and it does it very, very well. So go to SaveItPurse, saveatpurse.com. You can learn about how it works there. It's very, very simple, highly recommended. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. You can join us 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about how Facebook has shut down a live stream, or I guess, yeah, apparently at least one live stream of arrests. Riot police apparently were clashing with the protesters at the construction site, or one of the construction sites on the Dakota Access Pipeline. During this live stream, Facebook cut the feed and banned the live stream link from being shared anywhere on its network. So it was a total blackout from Facebook. And this was, I mean, we're talking about this just days after we already discussed Facebook banning the Terror of War, which was a classic Vietnam-era war photo
right.
of the children running from the napalm
yep.
Attack. One of them was naked. So because there was a naked child in this horrifying photograph, Facebook said, nope, cutting that off.
But is that the reason? Or is it that it upset somebody who...
Well,
is important
somebody,
to Facebook. You know what I mean?
Well, no. Somebody reported it, and Facebook took it down. But then there were news media. There was a lot of outrage about them banning this iconic classic war photo. And so they did reverse their decision on that. But in the moment, you know, there we're talking about posting a picture that's 40 years old.
And was on the cover of Life magazine.
Right.
It's not like this has not been more or less in the public domain for decades.
Here we're talking about something happening in the moment. We're talking about a live stream of something right. happening right now, and Facebook shut it down. We're going to continue with that coverage here, and also we'll factor in Cell 411 and how that could help things out here. But Tom, you're on the line in Arizona listening to Kiva somehow in New Mexico. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on that pipeline thing coming
yes.
down. The reason that they're protesting up there is because of sacred burial ground that they want to dig up. And the Indians have gone into, the American Indians have gone into court, and the federal judge, in his infinite wisdom, went, duh, I don't think so. So they go ahead and let them do the digging, where I don't think that should be right. I mean, I heard one of you, I can't remember which one it was, that said that federal ground, you know, federal grounds, they got no rights. Well, that's not right either.
Oh yeah, I don't agree with the federal government. I was just saying, basically, my understanding of what the court decision was, you know, well, we can do whatever we want. This is federal property. I agree with you. I don't think the federal government should own anything. I think the Indians should have their own property, and the federal government should leave them the hell alone.
And even if the federal government, forget the federal government, because I'm not sure why we're talking about the federal government when we're talking about moving oil from one place to another. I don't remember reading that as an enumerated power in the Constitution. But why is the federal government involved in this? It shouldn't be that case. If this company wanted to move oil from point A to point B, it's simple. You contact every landowner between point A and point B.
Make them an offer.
And you make them a deal. But yeah. They can do it for a lot less when they just have the power of the federal government come in and say, give it to these people because that's important for our economy.
Well, they did the same thing if you stop and think about it. They did the same thing in Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's all prime land up there. That was nothing but the animals and where the bear pooped in the woods. That's all it was. And they come in and said, well, gee, this is a good place for a pipeline where it's colder than all get out. Why not?
Yeah, what always amazes me is a lot of these things start with the federal government coming in and saying, you know what, this land needs to be protected. So they'll do something to protect it
and then build a pipeline
and then make a deal with an oil company.
Will you explain something to me, please?
Maybe. We'll try.
Where in the hell did BLM come from?
The Bureau of Land Management?
Yeah, where the heck did they come from? You know, I'm originally from Wisconsin. I never heard of that BLM stuff until I got down here in Arizona.
Well, I would guess it was an act of Congress that likely created the Bureau of Land Management, but we can dig into it here. Thank you, Tom, for your call tonight. According to Wikipedia, it is an agency within the U.S. Department of the Interior that administers more than 247.3 million acres of public lands in the United States, constituting one-eighth of the landmass of the country. It was created in 1946 by combining two existing agencies, the General Land Office and the Grazing Service. The agency manages the federal government's nearly 700 million acres of subsurface mineral estate located beneath federal, state, and private lands severed from their surface rights by the Homestead Act of 1862, and most BLM public lands are located in western states. The mission is to, quote, sustain the health, diversity, and productivity of public lands for the use and enjoyment of present and future generations.
Including the desert tortoise. That's what was on the Bundy Ranch. Until the federal government drove over a large number of them. I think there are still a few survivors down there. And then birds in Malheur and things like that.
It's... Chris, don't we need the federal government to protect pristine wildlife?
I already could have said no, but no, I don't think we do. I really don't.
Let's talk about that here in a moment. And we'll get back to the protests as well and Facebook shutting down the live stream. We got a lot to discuss. You can also join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But without the federal government, wouldn't we have pollution and people just misappropriating their land and doing terrible things to
terrible.
It? It's Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls. If you make them, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to join us there. If you're on Skype, you'll sound almost like you're sitting right here in the studio with us. And with you in studio, it's Ian.
And Chris.
By the way, you can check out our audio on-demand listen line. If you want to listen, you can listen live via that. You can listen to the LRN.FM feed live. But you can also listen to Free Talk Live and a bunch of other great LRN.FM shows on demand. So whenever you want, 24 hours a day, it's available to you. Keep in mind, it's a long-distance phone number. So if you pay for long distance, you probably don't want to use this, but if you've got unlimited long distance, then this is a really great option that will actually allow you to listen and not have to pay for any kind of data. So this is a way to save your data plan on your phone. Or if you've got a dumb phone, it's a way for you to actually listen to us through your dumb phone. So check it out. Call them up. Call up the listen line at 641-793-9660. That's 641-793-9660. Plus, you can also leave us voicemail. So if you're listening and you want to give us some feedback about something we were discussing, you can just hit zero anytime you want. The voicemail prompt will come up. You leave your message, and it'll be delivered via email. Now, keep in mind, shorter is better for getting something played on the air. If it's long, long, rambling, you know, 10-minute-long message. We're not even going to listen to it, most of us.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. You know, if it's 2 minutes or less, that highly increases your likelihood of getting it played on the radio. So, number again, 641-793-9660. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We got more to say, though, on this the protest situation with the pipeline out in North Dakota in moments. First, though, we've got Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Well, how much have you talked about the fight between the town of Croydon and the state government over school choice?
Yeah, we've covered it off and on. I wouldn't say we've covered it closely. I know there was some negative court decision recently in that case. Basically, let me see if I can recap, and you can correct me where I'm wrong, Dave. You've got a free stater who's on the school board in the small town of Croydon, New Hampshire. She's a liberty activist. She's been on the school board there. They passed a sort of a voucher program that would actually allow for parents to choose to send their kids to a private school in the area, and then the government would then cut them a check, basically. So rather than the government having to educate that person, they were still getting their education just through a private school, and so the government was cutting checks for that. The attorney general, I believe it was, sued them over that, and they went to court, and ultimately the court ruled in favor of the state. And now the checks have to stop being cut. Is that correct?
I think the latest is that the Attorney General or the State Board of Education says they're still in violation of the law. And I think the Croydon folks are refusing to comply to some extent, but I'm not really sure the exact details.
Yeah, I do remember seeing Jody. She made a post to her Facebook page a little while ago, like maybe within the last couple weeks, talking about that because they... I guess still cut a check for some services that were provided in the last school year or something like that, that they're alleging, well, you're now in contempt of court and you're going to have to pay, or that, when I say you, I mean the school board members individually will have to pay for this. And so what I told Jody was, if that's what it comes down to, what she ought to do is refuse to pay and then go sit it off in jail.
Right. They did the Superior
Court. That would take this from the union leader to the national media coverage.
Right.
And that, by the way, Jody either is the chair of the school board or was the chair. I mean, I'm not sure which. It feels like I've been hearing someone else's name recently as the chair.
Yeah, she is. She's no longer the chair up there, but I think she is still on the school board. The chair up there now is Angie Ballou.
Okay. But anyway, the idea of having a free stater on chairing a school board even intermittently is sort of a big deal that hasn't been talked about that much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Agreed.
Totally. And I think that I don't know what her response was. I don't think she did respond to the suggestion. But what I was suggesting was, in New Hampshire, people don't realize this, but in New Hampshire, if you don't pay a fine, at least in a criminal case. I'm not sure how it works in civil. I don't know if you can apply this in civil. Maybe you can. But in a criminal case, if you don't pay a fine, you can go and sit off the amount that you owe in jail. Now, it used to be $50 a day until this last legislative session, when there was actually an update to the statutes that was passed that actually tripled the amount from $50 a day to $150 a day. So now every day you spend in jail is three times more effective against whatever the fine is. So it really wouldn't be, I mean, I don't know how many hundreds of dollars they were.
Hmm? Yeah.
We're set.
Yeah, it's really great news. Like, I was surprised. And the funny thing about it was, it wasn't like free staters who came up with
it. I was going to ask. Yeah, thing. It seems like something an activist would have came up with.
You would think,
yeah.
But no, it was actually like, you know, some bipartisan thing where they're like, wow, oh, we just need to update this number. It's 150 now. So it's a lot easier to do this kind of thing. And like you said, Dave, if you go and you sit a fine off in jail, it brings more attention to an issue. Like, that would really show that these school board members truly believe in the position that they're taking, and it would be a good FU to the Attorney General. I hope somebody does it.
You bet. Unfortunately, it's going to be a moot point now because the Superior Court judge ruled that Croydon was not in contempt for private school tuition. Let me get...
But they still can't, for the future, continue to pay out to...
Yeah, they still have the entire issue of school choice that has not been resolved satisfactorily.
I think they're going to appeal.
Yeah, and they're going to continue to appeal. But Superior Court Judge Brian Tucker ruled Thursday that, quote, no court order was violated when the defendants paid the tuition, so there is no ground to find them in contempt for violation of the order.
Okay, good.
So that was a plus. Go ahead.
Isn't it just like the government, though, to not ever, you know, be against, indebtedness, like, you know, if a government owes money to somebody, I doubt they'd come after a government official or a government institution that owes money. But if the government, if the institution actually pays the money on time, that's when they come after them.
That's a good point, Dave. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Keep us in the loop as this develops, would you?
I'll start looking at it more closely. I did call WCRN radio about it this morning. They have sort of like a mini Free Talk Live on Fridays where you can call in about anything.
Cool. Thanks for doing that, Dave. Keep up the good work out there. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So let's come back around, Chris, to this discussion. This sort of multifaceted now about the pipeline protest. We were talking about the Bureau of Land Management. Some guy had called in and asked us about
right. That.
And, you know, I sort of just asked you the devil's advocate question of, well, you know, don't we need the federal government to take care of all this land? I mean, this is important property. Shouldn't we be putting it in the hands of the government?
Yeah, I already answered your question, Ian. I said no. Do we need to go on from there?
Yes.
All right. Absolutely.
Why not.
I'm happy to. So this kind of came up here in New Hampshire, and it had to do with the expansion of a fish and wildlife reserve. They wanted to take it from a small size to, you know, a large percentage of the state, and a lot of us were involved in challenging that. But one of the statistics that came up was, the federal government says they have to protect all this land, and they're the only ones who can do it. But how much land actually gets put into conservancy by people, just regular, ordinary people.
Now, on
their own by, you know, voluntarily doing it, donating it to a refuge, a private refuge, or to take advantage of probably some government programs, things like we have something called current use, where if you agree kind of not to develop your land further, you'll be taxed less for it. There's all sorts of things like that, but it was over 1 million acres just within the state of New Hampshire. And
that was donated?
That has been voluntarily put into some form of conservancy. So when you get something close to a sixth of the state that ends up being protected in some way, why do I need the federal government to come in and draw lines on a map and say this is conserved and this isn't?
Yeah, well, not only that, but if you actually look at the federal government, they're one of the worst polluters out there. So,
and always trying to outdo themselves.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So if you really care about land, if you care about the environment, the government's probably the last organization who should be taking care of it. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then you can go and shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter the links that you'll see there to Amazon. There's Amazon UK, Canada, and US. You just click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of your purchase. So normally Amazon would keep all that money. If you go through shop.freetalklive.com, they send some of it to Free Talk Live. So start your shopping there, shop.freetalklive.com. Now, we were at the very beginning of the show, and we're going to come back around to this now. It's the story from the Free Thought Project about a group called Unicorn Riot. Now, this is an alternative media group. I'm just going to guess they're probably lefties, but I don't know.
Kind of got that ring to it. Not the stereotype. But.
Yeah, I haven't looked into their content, but Facebook is making it hard to look into their content because they blocked their live streaming from the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Now, there's been some coverage of this here on Free Talk Live and elsewhere in the media, but the mainstream media isn't going to give you the same kind of on the ground, in the moment perspective on what's happening, like alternative media.
Not the raw stuff.
Exactly.
I mean, not what's really happening right then and there. Not what you get from live streaming is not after every producer's put their hand on it, every executive has blessed it, and
right.
And not after 10 phone calls from various government agencies or politicians. And that's what is so powerful about this.
Yeah, and I don't know how long it took them to crack down, but according to the story at the Free Thought Project, They were live covering riot police clashing with protesters. One of the updates they posted said, breaking, around 20 people have just been arrested at the site of the site of the protest, including medics and two Unicorn Riot journalists. Police have shut down all road access to the site and are carrying assault rifles and less lethal weapons. They had a live stream that was going on until Facebook decided to cut the stream and then further banned the link from being shared. So, you know, when you're streaming to Facebook, you get whatever amount out you've had, and then they cut it off. So there's still the, you know, first 10 minutes or however long it was that's on Facebook's server. But no, they went ahead and banned their own live stream link from anybody being able to actually share it or presumably access it. Now, Unicorn Riot's been on the ground since the protests began, providing an uncensored glimpse into the militarized police state being constructed around the protesters. According to reports, 22 protesters were arrested. And in an emailed statement to the anti-media, a member of the Unicorn Riot said, quote, at a critical moment of our coverage of a Dakota Access pipeline direct action today, Facebook's automated censorship system blocked our video URL shortly before two of our journalists were arrested on site. As we started to cover today's direct action, our collective members immediately noticed that the full live stream event URL was being blocked from Facebook. Posts and comments with the URL both immediately triggered pop-up security alerts. We tried putting the same URL through a bit.ly shortener, and that official Unicorn Riot page post was then deleted by Facebook within a few minutes. Finally, we went with sharing our live channel URL on our own website, which had the embed included in it.
I just have to wonder if that's what happens every time something gets whacked. You know what I mean? When Facebook's automated security or censorship programs run, does it all transpire just like that? And let me take a step back, because I'm going to argue with myself here a little bit. This kind of stuff just irritates me. I hate to see people not being able to get the news out. But in the same sense, Facebook is a private company, and nobody's putting a gun to my head saying, you've got to use Facebook. I have the market out there, and I can go shop it. Facebook just happens to be in a very powerful position.
That's correct.
Because they have such huge numbers.
They have the audience. They have people.
And they are free to be either good actors or bad actors.
I question whether this was automated. I don't know what the evidence is that it was automated.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
The odds that some automated system are all of a sudden going to cut off a live stream right when the police are attacking some protesters and journalists, I'm sorry, but that just doesn't make sense to me. And what exactly is the automated system supposed to detect? Is it detecting nudity? Because I suspect that wasn't happening.
Not this time of year in North Dakota. And I'm just picturing the scene being grasslands, blue sky, guys on horseback,
right?
Guys in uniforms.
Are they going to cut off a rodeo as well? I mean, if there's a rodeo live stream, is that going to get cut too? Because that sounds like a rodeo.
Maybe they had some like boom chicka wow wow music going in the background.
It's unbelievable
to claim
that this was automated. I just don't believe it for a moment.
This is hitting the dump button.
Blaming both Facebook and law enforcement for blocking the media distribution, the collective member vowed, quote, we will not let them stop our mission to amplify the voices of people who might go otherwise unheard and broadcast the stories that might otherwise go untold. Also, as one member of the collective, I should point out it's obviously concerning when a large media conglomerate blocks URLs to competing video platforms, the Unicorn Riot member concluded. According to Motherboard, a Facebook spokesperson told them the post was removed from Unicorn Riot's page after the platform's automatic spam filter mistakenly flagged the live stream link.
Whoops.
So, I guess I'm confused here. They weren't broadcasting on Facebook? Apparently, that's something that's confusing to me. So they were on live stream, which is a different platform than Facebook, and they had posted the live stream. But either way, regardless, you know, live stream is also a fairly big company.
Not as big as
Facebook. They claim the link was removed in error and restored as soon as we were able to investigate. Our team processes millions of reports each week, and we sometimes get things wrong. We're very sorry about this mistake. I'm amazed.
So hold on. Livestream, the company Livestream that was providing the video, acted in a way that affected this video. And Facebook, coincidentally at the same time, acted in a way that because they removed the links and they did all that.
Okay, it says here Facebook cut their feed. So maybe there was a Facebook feed and they had one on live stream?
It doesn't sound like that. It sounds like Facebook was responding to the link. To the link or yeah. to the app, and Livestream is an app on the Facebook platform in addition to being available on your Android phone or your iPhone or things mm-hmm. like that. So there's a couple things in play. If they are communicating with each other, then possibly when Livestream decided that this was something that shouldn't be played, maybe it ties in and contacts Facebook. I find it really, 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 really suspicious when you've got two separate companies that seem to be taking action on a very controversial subject mm-hmm. in the midst of a protest where people are getting arrested. I'm call me skeptical. I think the whole thing starts with a law enforcement phone call.
I think you're absolutely right about that. We've seen evidence of it with Apple pulling their phones. Like anybody who's got an iPhone within a certain radius of a protest has been shut down before
yeah.
by the police, contacting Apple, saying, we need you to pull any phones from this area. They, you know, do not let them have data access. Don't let them call out. And they've done that. And these corporations will do the government's bidding, not under any kind of warrant or judge's order. They'll just do it on a phone call, like you're saying. All they have to do is pick up the phone and say, I'm Officer So-and-so with the, you know, whatever police department, and we need your help. And I don't... Sure, Officer, what hoops can we jump through for you to help you oppress people?
And I don't want to come out and say that that makes Facebook evil because they're just listening to this, or it makes Livestream evil. They're under duress, too.
Sure, they're scared.
They are scared of what will happen to them if they don't respond to these orders when they come.
I'm sure a lot of the Nazis were scared of what would happen to them if they didn't follow the orders,
of
too.
Of course, yeah.
So it's no excuse. And so I guess the solution here is more decentralization, not using these major services to stream. I know it's tempting. You know, like you said, all the people are on Facebook, so that's where they're going to see the, you know, that's where people are going to see these things. But if you, you know, you get cut off at that critical moment, then it was all for naught. So use Cell 411. I got to say, this is the best option. It's getcell411.com. That's the website you can go to. You can download it from your app store as well. iPhone, because it doesn't work for tablets. It's a phone-only kind of thing. You got to have a phone to make this thing work, and it works well. Getcell 411 is great. Getcell411.com. It allows you to live stream video and send out an emergency alert. So first thing you do is you send an alert letting your friends know who also have Cell 411 what's going on. And then it'll ask you, do you want to start streaming live video? And I don't know what provider Virgil is using for that, but I suspect it's not any of the big
right,
players.
I think
he's paying, and I don't know how expensive this is for him. It can't be cheap. But he's paying for this video streaming service because Cell 411 is a free service.
Right.
And you
right.
can stream nice looking video out over this service, and then you don't have the middleman like Facebook that's going to pull the plug in the middle of your broadcast. And of course, later on, you've got your own copy on your phone, and they've got one on the server. So even if the cops attack your phone, you're good to go. Don't miss Cell 411. We'll continue. Hour 2 coming up. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.